that this much is considered reishis oinai, and therefore it's a bechor l'nachlo, but it's not a bechor l'kuno, because the mother already gave birth already. It's not called peterechem. So what are you going to tell me, case here, which she's a shivcha, the mother, or a giyuris, even a regular bas yisrael nami? Elolav, isn't the talking about over here, that miger, we're talking right now, she became pregnant from a ger, shoyu loibonim, that the father was also like a ger that had children before. Then his geir, and the father now became a Jew, and that's the case. Uktoni, it says, b'chol l'nachlo. It's a b'chol l'nachlo. Zechur, it's a raya to Resh Lakish, that when the Goy had kids before, that's not called a Bechor L'Nachle, that doesn't make him, you know, like he had children. He's a Gershon, he's got a Conchon El Adami, so it's sitting right now, it's called his first kid he has. So it's right to Eshlot, it's Kashan Nabi Yechonon. So we're still there, that's not the case over here. The Yoronim really, me Yisrael. Hatei, she became pregnant from a regular Yisrael. Shlohoyu Lebonim, that the father never had kids before. So, and so it's, the question is, what's the Chiddush over here? Pshita, since this is the father's first kid, Pshita, it's a Bechol Anachlo. So most of the Chiddush is, V'yeinu Bechol Koyinitzuchle, that's the Chiddush over here. That this mother, that since she gave birth already before, when she was a girl, when she was a Shivcha, it's not called a Bechol Anachlo, that's the Chiddush over here. And the Gemara says, Itzvichle, that's the Chiddush over here. And the Chiddush is, La'afukim Rabbi Yosef Lili, tells not like Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Yom that he holds, Bechor l'nachlu l'kayin. He also knows such a case. Even though the mother gave birth already before, but since when she gave birth before, she was a goya or she was a shivcha, that's not called a peterechem. Like he dashes, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds. Shneim the pasuk says peterechem be Yisrael. When is there ptur only if she gave birth once when she was Yisrael? She yiftu rechem Yisrael. It has to be rechem Yisrael. Is kamash not tzechirish of the Lord? We don't like Rabbi Yosef Lili. That's the chiddush of this brayso over here. In a case which the mother was a giyuris, or she was a shivcha, she had a kid when she was a goy or a shivcha, and now she became a Jew, and now there's a man that lives with her, Yisrael, that never had any children yet, so the first kid they have now, it's called the Bechor L'Nachlus, the father's first kid. But the Chiddush is, though, the kid is not a Bechor L'Koyin, because the mother already gave birth once before. Even though it's the first time she gave birth by us being a Jew, but we did not hold the Gabiyas, this price does not hold the Gabiyas Eglili. That's the Chiddush. Toshma, come here, it says another halacha. Now what's going to be, Hoyu Leibonim B'Yosef Gechovim? A goy had a kid when he was a goy, but his guy now became a Jew, and now he gets married and has another kid. So it says, Yeshta B'Chol Anachlo. When he has a kid now, this is called the B'Chol Anachlo. Sechura, this is the right to Resh Lakish, Akasha Nabi Yechonon. You see, his first kid is not called a kid. Amar Ravina V'Temer Rav Acho, Ho Vadi Rav Yosef Gliliyu. I tell you, this price now goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Yom that he says like this, Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's why it wouldn't be a kashan of Yechonon. This price goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. That he says what? Pet the rechem be Yisrael. That when the mother has a kid once, we say the second kid is not a Bechor, that's only if the mother gave birth when she was a Jew. Achiyif to rechem Yisrael. Therefore, if the mother gave birth when she was a Goya, that's not called a pet the rechem. So the next kid would be a Bechor. So, of course, Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Svar could be the Yalef Ihu Mino. The dog will learn out the husband like a Goya from a Goya. So just like by the mother, she is not called Peterechem by a Goy, so by a man also, even though he had a kid when he was a Goy, that's not called Reishis Oinoi. I'll tell you, Reishis Oinoi only means the first kid he has, they have to become the Jew. So, if it's not a Kashan of Yechonon. But not like Rabbi Yosef Glili, it holds even by a Goya. It's called a Peterechem. Who are then by a man also. If he had a kid when he was a guy, could be his next kid when he becomes a Jew, would not be a Bechor, even a Nachla. Yeah. Omer Rav Ada Baravo, Leviya Sheyoldo. If a Leviya means a lady that's a Bas Levi, if she gives birth, Beno Potem Yeh Sloy. You should know there's no mitzvah speaking a Ben. Just like the Levi is Potter, who are then a Bas Levi is also Potter. So verse says, why? Let's see. The Yabi Biman, who does she become pregnant from? Ilayim diyabu mikoyinim levi, the husband is a koyin or a levi, so her pshita. Mayu, what do you have to tell me now, Levi, that the mother is a bas levi, afilu Yisrael, even if the mother would be a bas Yisrael. Nami, since the father is a koyin or a levi, pshita, we had the mishnah before, the potem opinion aben. Ella must be talking about here that this bas levi, diyabu mi Yisrael, she became pregnant from a regular Yisrael. The question is, if so, why do we go boss to the mother to say that she's part of Pidyon HaBen? The pasuk says, L'mishpechoysim l'veis avoysim k'siv. That what? Always Yichas goes after the father. But since the father is to Yisrael, his kid should also be like a Yisrael. It should be mechuyev and pidyon haben. So Mar says, Omer Papa says, the abe miyavik echovim enich nami. This past Levi became pregnant from a goy, and a goy has no yichus. So that's why we go after the mother. Therefore, the kid is potter from pidyon haben. And below Tema, don't say libe the man diyoma ein mizaymis of lad the samachlekis. Where a goy lives with a leviyo and she has a kid, one man diyoma says that kid is not possible. He's called like a ben Levi. He's not ein mizaymis. We don't possible him. But elo afil leman diyoma mizaymis. Yes, even though we say the vlad is possible, just mean to say Levi possible mikri. The kid is called a Levi. Just he's like a postle where we put Zia means, we put it like dirt on him, as if to say his postle can't do the avoida of a Levi. But he's still called a Levi. And therefore the mother is part of a pidyon haben. That's Pshat this Brisa. But then Echanami, if she would have got birth from a regular Yisrael, then you go bust the yichas of the father, it would have been a chiyav pidyon haben. That's what the Papa holds. But the other man here says no. Ma bread Rabbi Yosef Omar, Mishmei Derav, the name of Rav like this. Leon, the case is talking about, tell you, the Yabami Yisrael, that this Bas Levi gave birth from a regular Yisrael. The question is go bust the Yichas of the father? Vishani Yosem, here it's different. The Yomakor, the Pesach says, Peter Rechem. The din of Pidyon HaBen is only in Peter Rechem. So we darshin, Peter Rechem, Taldi Rechemon, it's only in the Peter Rechem. Which Rechem did the kid come out of? So since here the mother was the Bas Levi, that Rechem is part of Pidyon HaBen. Therefore, there's no din pidyon haben on the ben bas Levi, ben Levi. But the mother is a bas Levi. Yeah. Tanan, learn like this. Mi shayu lebonim, a man that had children already. Venosi, she married a lady shleyolda that did not give birth yet. Then nizgaira, or else the case where she became nizgaira, she became a Jew. Muberis, or else nishtachra muberis, yevyolda. She gave birth. Or else Viyolda Hiyokanis, this is all the safe of the Mishnah, where she gave birth a regular lady with a Kahanist, a Basel Kraina gave birth, or else Hiyo Leviya, he Viyisha Shekval Yoda, Vechein Mi Shloisho Sacha Baila Gimachadoshim, a lady that had one husband, died, and she got remarried right away to a second husband, Venisais, Viyolda, she gave birth now. We did not know who's the father of this kid in Ben Test, the Rishon, the first father was the kid father, in Ben Zan Achron, whether it's from the second father. So in all these cases, Bechor Lekoyin, there's the mitzvah's Pidyon HaBen here, because for sure it's the firstborn here. But Vienna Bechor Nachlo, there's no din Bechor Nachlo, we don't know who the real father is, he can't yashin anybody here. The Mor says, though, Mechlal, it's a proof here, though, the Kahuna Leviya Pturin. Again, it's talking about that her kid got mixed up with the kid of a Bas Kain or a Bas Levi. Smash, but those two kids for sure are potter from Bechor, from pigeons. Question is why? The Yabim Iman, who did the mother become pregnant from? Again, Ilema, the Yabim Kain, the Levi, Yochi. Mayu, what are you going to tell me? Kanas Levi, Afilu Bas Yisrael, Nami, even the mother was a Bas Yisrael, since the father was a Kain, Pshita the potter. Ella must be talking about the Yabim Yavachavim. She became pregnant from a guy. If so, it's a question then, Kanas Ptura. Is it true that a kanis is potter? Why should she be potter? The Yomer proper, proper says like this, that Bodiklon Rovo asked the question, Kahanis Shenis Abram Yovikachovim Mao. What's going to be the loch of a Bas Koyin becomes pregnant from a goy? The Aminu said back to him, Lav Hainu the Ravada Barav, isn't this his Shaila? That the Yom that he says, Levi Yeshayolda Beno Potter Mechavish Sloyim, that we have before for Levi gives birth. So the kid is potter. And we said, even though she became pregnant from a guy. But he answered back, no. The Yomali said back to me, Hochi Yashla wasn't one after the other. Bishleim is very good before by a Leviyo, even though she became pregnant from a guy, because she saw Sakaima. She doesn't become possible the fact she lived with a guy. The Tanya we learned, Leviyo Shenispis, if a Leviyo was captured by the guy when the guy lived with her, or Shenivolo Bilaznus, even though she had Biznus, Leisim lamin a ma'isa. Still, you can give a ma'isa for your chela. She could eat it. Kids are bas leiv. Even though she has nush, live with a goy, she doesn't become posel. Elo kahanis, but a bas koyin. Kivon di boyo lo. If she would live with a goy, she would become posel. She becomes like a chalolo. She's posel. Heavy zoro. She loses a kedushas kunda. If so, so why is the kid posel from pidyon haben? So remember, if we're talking about here that she gave birth from a goy, then the bas koyin would not be part of a pidyon haben. So who did this bas koyin become pregnant from? So he could be good the ma bread Rabbi Yisrael Mishmei the rov of the yamar the yabam Yisrael that she became pregnant from Yisrael. And the chiddush was what we go bosa her peter rechem since she's the bas koyin the potter. So they're mukula here also but the yabam Yisrael. The other case was this bas koyin the bas levi that became pregnant from a regular Yisrael, and that's the chiddush that for hilchas pidyon haben we don't go after the father, we go after the peter rechem. That could also mean go about the both ways. If the father is the Kayin, it'll also be a Ptur. But there'll be a Ptur Lakula, that if the mother alone was the Kayin, that Peterechem also parted from the Chor. Yeah, mean it's true. Elo Rapapa, the question of the contrary Rapapa though, that he says no, that you don't go boss of the mother, the Peterechem, go boss of the father. So the Mai Mukula, how could he put on this Braisa? Why does it say a Bas Kayin for Manashach? If she gave birth from a Yisrael, she's like a chayiv in pidyon haben. Elamai, the father was a kohen, so what do you have to say she's a bas kohen for? It's more so true in Echnami. According to her papa, Liyolama tell you, the yabami kohen. So she came pregnant, her husband was a kohen. And he bas Yisrael, in Echnami, she's a bas Yisrael, the mother. V'yamai koru lo kohanis, how come it says over here that where this lady gave birth and a kid got mixed up with a kohanis? It just meant to say, dibano kohen. It didn't really mean to say the mother was a bas kohen. The mother could be a regular Yisraelis, but the main thing was the father was a kohen. Therefore, since this kid did not kohen, therefore that kid is part of from pidyon haben. So that's the chiddush that when these two kids get mixed up, v'ilchus pidyon haben, she has a badechiyus. Like she knows she had a kid, the firstborn, she has to be paid to him. But v'ilchus nachlo, we don't know who the kid is, we don't know who his father is. He can't take two portions. It may not like this. Koyen Shemes, a Koyen that died. Vaniyach ben Cholil, left over a ben Cholil. So Lokri is like the Yisrael Dami Rashi says, Nefer v'chai b'v'chayra. The Koyen was Mace, and the leftovers, he had a kid, let's say his mother was a Gerusha. And they had a kid now. So since they have a kid now, the kid has no Kedusha Skuna, he's like a Chayv and Pidyon HaBen. Vaniyach ben Cholil. So v'chiz Dami like this, HaBen Chayv lifted to Satsmoy. This kid now has to be paid to himself. Is that the Ben Kohen is part of a pidyon haben, only he has Kedushas Kuna. But here where the kid is a Cholol, because the mother was a Gerusha, so the kid is a Cholol, he has no Kedushas Kuna, so he's Takachayev in pidyon haben. So his Domer, HaBen Takachayev lifted to Zaytzma, when the kid grows up, he has to be part of himself. Rabba Barra Fun Omar, Ein Chayev lifted to Zaytzma, no, he doesn't have to be part of himself. Why not? So he must play this. Kol Heicha Demesav, if the father died first, if the kohen first died, liyachash leishim, after the kid was 30 days old, then everybody agrees, the kula yalma leipliga, everybody agrees, the yein haben, chayav liftus asatsmai. The kid now, even though really there's a chayav pidyon haben on him, he doesn't have to redeem himself anymore. Why? Sharei kva zocher ovi bepidyonai. Like since the father was alive when his kid was 30 days old, so it's kamat like the father was paid to his kid, and he keeps the money himself, because the father is a kohen. So it's considered as if he was paid to himself. And therefore, once the father is moirish like the benoi, the money goes down to the kid's potter. Keep pligi wisdom machlokes here. Heicha de neisav v'ter shleishim. The father died within 30 days. Rav Chisda v'omer haben chayv l'sasat. Rav Chisda holds what the ben has a chid he paid to himself. To aloi zocha oviv l'pidyonoi. Because the father died before 30 days. So therefore, the father was not like paid to his son yet. So therefore, when the kid is 30 days old now it's first chal v'chiv pidyon haben. The father's dead already, so he has to be paid to himself. But Rabba Barafun Omar, no, ein haben chayv l'tis asatzma, the ben does not have to give the money to another kohen. The yomalai, because he has a right to say to any kohen that asks for the money, that asinu mekoyach gavro, t'loy mosis l'shtuya dina badei. I come from a person that you couldn't talk to. Meaning to say, like, I'm yashin now, the money is my father. Now, my father himself was a kohen. So if it would have been, you want to get the money away from him, he would never have to pay the money for pidyon haben. Because he himself keeps the money himself. So such a p'tur now, he doesn't have to give it to any kohen. Which is the yomalei hai cholo l'kohen. I see that I'm coming, mikoyach gav for a kohen, for my father to a kohen. That you couldn't talk to him. Because shemoy avav paydoi say, hayinot le'pidyon haben, the father, when they would have kept it for himself. That's also a svar to Sod Lamaisa. Since the father was a Kohen, the Ben is potter from being proud to himself. That's where the Machlokes is. Yeah. Tanan, learn like this. Nizgairo Muberes. That Nizgairo Muberes means this pregnant lady. She became a ger, she became a Jew. So it says that she gives birth now, Bechol HaKohen. Lamaisa is called the first Peter Rechem. So therefore it's a Bechol HaKohen. It's a question of the Yamai. Listen, the father was a guy here. Screw you, talking about the father, you couldn't have got money from the father. The father has no fear to pay to his son. So what do you say now that they didn't pigeon a ben here? Tomorrow says, Shan Yodikhovin the last lechias. I'll tell you there, no. Now that she's Mizgayer, the kid now has no yichas after his father. You can't say, I'm coming out of my father, that you couldn't have asked my father to be paid to me. Because the father was a guy. And a rabbi. Now that you're a Jew, you have no yichas at all back to the father. So it's not cool that you're coming out of your father. Therefore, you can't come with this p'tur. Only before the kid is a Jew. Therefore, he says, I'm coming out of my father. The kohen, you couldn't have asked him for the money. You can't ask me. But over here, that his father is a guy and he's a Jew, that's called ein lechias. Omer Reb Shimon Yasina. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Kohen shem meis p'ter shloshim. A kohen died within 30 days. V'niach ben cholol. He gave birth to a kid. He had a kid, and the father died before he was 30 days old. And this kid is a cholol, meaning to say his mother was a gerusha. So, haben chayv l'tisas atzma. Yes, he passed. Like we said before, the father has chit. The kid has chit. He appointed himself. Shloi zoch la'ab b'pidyoinoi, because the father was not zoch in the pidyon. The father was not alive when he was 30 days old. It's not like there was machlekes he had before. It's like one man diyama. But meisli yachash l'shim. Let's say the father dies, the kohen dies after the kid is already 30 days old. Then ain't nechnami. Then the klal is ain't ben chelus asatzma. Then the kid does not have to be proud of himself, because the swore is shorei zoch rab pidyonoi. Like once the kid was 30 days old, then the father has a right to keep the money for himself, like to make the pidyon automatic, an automatic pidyon. So the kid is pidyon like he's poddy already. Therefore, he has no machiyev pidyon. Now it says the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah was, V'chein mi shloshosa achrei baila gimachadoshim, where a lady had one husband, he died, and she got married 2 months later to another husband, and then she became pregnant. So now this kid, when she gives birth, we do not know who the real father is. So therefore there's no din nachl over here. So Morris says, the Mishnah says, B'chola nachl hu deloy hevi. Mashma, this kid now is not a b'chor, he can't take 2 portions. But mashma kaposha chokol. But it takes 1 portion like a regular person. So the question is why? V'yamai, leiz l'gabihai b'litchayu, l'gabihai b'litchayu. Like he shouldn't take any portion at all. Like let's say there are other brothers from each one of them. The first husband had other sons. And the second father has other sons. So each pair of sons could take to this boy now, you're not my brother. Each one could push him, he's only a suffix. The other ones are avadai. So he shouldn't take any yirush at all. The case is talking about, Elo the bo achrof. The Mishnah only means that the next kid they have, v'ochi kamar b'chol l'koyin, that the next kid they have is taka b'chol l'koyin. No. This first kid they have right now, the first kid they have right now is a b'chol l'koyin. Even though you have a son who the father is, but it's the first time she's giving birth. So she there's a b'yadin opinion of ben here. But the bo achrof, the next kid she has, you should know, ain't b'chol l'nachlo. The next kid she has is not a b'chol nachlo, because the next kid she has a poshet for sure is he's the son of the second father, but he's not for sure it's the first son of that father. It could be the second one is the second one, maybe the first, we don't know. So the second son, that's the chiddush, he doesn't take 2 portions, but 1 portion for sure he would take. Now then we're asked the question, we have these 2 boys now, let them like make an agreement between both of them that the both will give the other one permission. The first one will say to the second, like Ramonashach, if I'm the Bechor, I'll let you take the 2 portions. And the second one says back to the first one, I'm the Bechor, I'll let you take both portions. So Ramonashach, they should come with a claim now, we want 2 portions here. Maybe you tell me, Mas Nisin, Shloi Bashor, the Mishnah Tomo, they wrote Hashor, they didn't give Rishus to one another. So Mar says, no, Homakmin Lakamon will see the Gemara Dav Memtes. We're talking about a Hashor. They did give a writing over permission one to the other to collect. And still it doesn't help over here. So Marcel, the reason is, I'll tell you, it's a proof to Rabbi Yanai. The Yom Rabbi Yanai Huchru. If at the beginning first we were able to recognize who the Bechor is, well, of certain Nisar, well, then the kids got mixed up. Koisven Harshoz Elezeh. Then if you have a doubt between these two kids, which one is the Bechor, they have a right together to come up with this Harshoz. I give you permission, they could collect the two portions. But Loi Huchru, let's say at the beginning we never knew clearly which one was the Bechor, and of certain Nisar they got mixed up. Is that Koisven Harshoz Elezeh? The kids in the case where we never knew who the Bechor was, then that's the cloud. We just can't write our Shom Yerlam. Since we don't know which one was the Bechor, so that's what I'm just talking about. Does not help you, Hashor, in this case. Since it was not Nikir at all, Rashi says, Becheskas Bechoro. Yeah. And the chapter of Yanam, I said, that's Gemara Bobasro and Yesh Neichlam. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says like this. Eizel Bechor Nachlo, what's called the Bechor Nachlo Lukayin? The portion of Bechor for both ways. Hamapela Shvir. Let's say the mother first gave birth to a shvir of a skin of the kid. Mole Mayim, it was full of water just. Mole Dam, just full of blood. That's not called a lay, that's not called a peterechim. Therefore, the next kid is called the complete Bechor. Or else Mole Ganina, full of colorful things. Hamapelas Kimidach, the mother gives birth to a kid, looks like a fish. The Chazal of Gresa, Peshkotsum, and Moshim. That's not called a lady at all. From Hamapelas to Yonabon, she gives birth after the first, was on the 40th day that she became pregnant. Also, it's not called a Vlad. It takes 40 days for that Yitzhiris of Vlad. Only the next day it's called a Mapelis. So in these cases, the next kid she has is called 100% the first kid. This Mapelis, this miscarriage is not called a Leida, it's not called a Petarechim. What's going to be Yoitse Doifen? Let's say one comes out through a Caesarean. And the kid who comes after him. So Shnei Meine Bechor, both of them do not have a Din Bechor, Lur L'Nachlo L'Lur L'Kayin. The first one not because he's a Yoytze Deifen, and the second one not because it's not called Reshe Soinoi. Reb Shimon Aymanow, the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, no, Harishon L'Nachlo, the first one, has a Bechor L'Nachlo. Not totally in Petarechim, it's totally in Reshe Soinoi. The first one is the Bechor L'Nachlo. And the Hashem L'Chomish Loyim, the second one is called the Petarechim. That the first one came out through a Caesarean, it's not called the Petarechim. The second one is Chayiv Takin in Pidyon. That's what Shimon Svar. So what's the Shem of Tanakamah? So the more like this. Rishon L'Nachlo, what's Shem of Tanakamah? The first one is not a Bechor L'Nachlo. Why? V'yoldo Loi B'inon. V'yoldo Loi, Rashi says, Derech Leida. V'yichas Nachlo, the Tanakamah, it has to be the Leida normal, not a Caesarean. The Chom Isloim Nami Loi, Petarechim B'inon. So the first one is not called the Petarechim. Now, Shana, the second one, Nachla Loi, why? Reshe Soinu Binan. Has to be Reshe Soinu. The second one is not called Reshe Soinu. The Chom is Loim Namaloi. How come the second one is not Chayiv in Pidyon? Chom is Loim as the first Petarechim? The Chiddush is like this. Kesavri, he holds that Bechor Ladover Echod, Lehevi Bechor. Since he's only Bechor for one din, just for Petarech, just for Kuna, and not the Nachla, that can be. Since this kid is not called the Bechor L'Nachlo, is not the Reshe Soinoi, even though he's a Petarechim, he would not have been Pidyon HaBen. If Shimon Noim like this, a Reshe L'Nachlo, the first one has a Bechor L'Nachlo, Veshen L'Chom Ishloim, a Shimon the time of the Yomar, Taylor does not dash and has to be Derech later, but the Rabbis Yotze Deifin, Taylor means even Yotze Deifin, that the first kid to come, even though he's a Yotze Deifin, he's a Bechor L'Nachlo. V'yashen l'chom isloyim, k'sav v'yolz, yes, v'chol adovrech nabi b'chor. The second one, that's called the first Petarechim. Ay, he's only b'chor for Petarechim, for Hilchas Pidyon, and not l'nachla. He yolz, yes, he doesn't nash niv tukin, it has to be l'both. He yolz, no, it's enough to be a b'chor for one, you don't have to be a b'chor for both. Yeah. That's all. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.